This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Sudan's prime minister arrested. Its joint civilian-military council apparently dissolved in a military coup on Monday. A top general declaring a nationwide state of emergency and announcing the end of a joint council that ran the country for the past 2 years. Lieutenant General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan made a televised address after military forces arrested Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok and other officials of the formerly ruling Sovereign Council. The general said he dissolved the council and the government due to political quarrels that were threatening the security of the country. The world now reacting. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for the immediate release of Sudan's detained leaders. A White House deputy press secretary said the United States is deeply alarmed at the reports of the military takeover. The Sudanese Professionals Association called on the public to occupy the streets to protect the transitional government. President Joe Biden said he feels very positive about reaching a deal on his big U.S. domestic policy bill. The president spoke briefly to reporters as he headed to the eastern state of New Jersey to promote his child care and infrastructure plan. White House proposals for new taxes on billionaires and certain corporations to help pay for the measures are drawing the backing of Democratic Senator Joe Manchin. A person who insisted on anonymity to discuss Manchin's position tells the Associated Press the senator is agreeable to the White House's new approach. We continue to follow this story on VOAnews.com. You can go there for the very latest.